Tavkov mem hei sevod en koisum shitrei choi v'amoyed. One should not write an IOU document on the chol amoyed. This is talking about before he lent the money, just get the document prepared. If he lent the money, then write it up because he needs some verification of the loan. V'meilu ma'amidu ma'al v'loiva v'loiva tzalko amoyes v'yishayim l'soif v'mayoichon v'ayiz yichton. If the ma'al doesn't trust the loiva, and he needs the money to hand for the loy, then it's permitted to write up these documents. Or the sefer who writes the documents doesn't have full teeth, then he also be permitted. Rishon Brura says that we learned previously the two shittos in this, whether it has to be somebody doesn't have at all to eat, or he doesn't have enough for the regular simchas yomtov. But if he has such a person that at least doesn't have what he needs for the simchas yomtov, then you can use him to write this document. Somebody sold something, a piece of land or whatever it is, you're allowed to write a document for them. But if he made a deal of having some sharecropper or working for him from before Chol HaMoed, then he's not allowed to write the documents on Chol HaMoed. If he managed it till now, he'll manage it a little longer. Same thing as Shtar Mechira. If he did the Mechira before the Moed, then also you should not write on Chol HaMoed.